It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we're pleased to be joined by Big Harp. Welcome back, guys.
Hi. Thanks. Hi.
Great to be back.
It's Chris, Stephanie, and Daniel. Reason to celebrate putting out your first release from a forthcoming album, It's a Shame. And you did a show last night, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that was more or less the first official release show. And then you're going to be doing another one on Thursday night at Dirty Laundry, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, well, we'll talk about the new release, It's a Shame. We'll talk about the new album, and we're going to talk about the evolution of Big Harp, because I have seen in what will now be three records what I would consider a considerable evolution of sound and approach. So we'll get into all that, but why don't we start with the song that you want to begin with today?
All right, this is It's a Shame.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Big Harp joining us as we celebrate the release of their first single from a forthcoming album. Of course, that was the song It's a Shame we just heard. Chris and Stephanie and Daniel joining us in the studios of KCSN. And it's great to have you back, and it's great to have you as neighbors, because you have now found your home here in the new music mecca of our day, aka Northridge, CA. You call the hood your hood now, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. I'm actually from Northridge.
Originally?
Yeah.
You grew up?
Born in Northridge.
Oh, pure.
Well, born in Tarzana, but.
Lived in Northridge.
Lived in Northridge.
Pure breed. We love
pure,
that.
Pure breed.
You are really a native.
I am a valley girl.
That's all right. Well. All the cool things are coming to the valley. We know that.
I think so.
And coming out of the valley, too. I mentioned as we did the intro, I think there's been a considerable evolution in the sound and stance of the band going back to the first record and now what we are hearing today. How would you guys describe the evolution of your sound, and what were some of the intentions, or was it just you went where the wind blew you?
Definitely part of it.
Yeah, we're just kind of doing whatever happens, whatever comes out, we're just kind of going with.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, like,
our life's changed quite a bit, too, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're just kind of relaxed into who we are and are just kind of doing what we do. Yeah, so wherever the wind takes us, I guess.
There is an edge and an energy to the music. Now, you go back to your first recordings. Would you call them, I hate putting names and brands on it, but would you call that an Americana sound?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I definitely wouldn't argue with anybody who said that. It
mm-hmm.
was, and that, I mean, that was kind of our intention at the time, too.
I guess also we've really relaxed into who Big Harp is as a band, in the way that when that record came out, that was really supposed to be, Chris was making a solo record,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up just playing on it and like working on the songs with him more. So we became, that's how we became a band. But it was a really like out of nowhere, quickly put together record that we recorded in a week.
Yeah, I mean, we started working on it. We worked on it for a week and then recorded that album. So it was just kind of songs that had been lying around. And
so the songs were what they were in a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a...
Definitely. We hadn't actually had much experience playing together at
no,
the time.
So the musical identity has really been being forged as time went on and as you got used
exactly.
to knowing what, you know, and there's another... I guess, consummation in the fact that you two got married and you mm-hmm. have children. And now I'm starting to hear, though, in this conversation that Stephanie's indicating that maybe she is the real rocker of the two of you. I don't know. Am I picking that up or is that just a misinterpretation, Chris? Now you can
Daniel's,
defend yourself at this.
Daniel's saying yes.
I'm gonna let Stephanie answer that question.
That's really funny.
That's a man who's been married for a few years.
Yes and no. Chris is definitely a rocker. And when I met him, he was making really weird experimental and rock music, kind of more like what we're doing now. But I definitely came from like a DIY punk rock mm-hmm. background.
Yeah.
And so that's what I mean, where we kind of, I guess, came, we're really more coming into our own, like who we've always been. And our life kind of took a weird, not downward spiral, just kind of like it was a whirlwind with having children. And I mean, I like came off tour, got pregnant, went on tour pregnant, we got married. It was just crazy.
Because we actually, we had the kids and got married and then made that first record. So it was kind of like a strange...
It was our
backwards.
Adult record.
Why don't we play another song and give people another taste of Big Harp here on 88.5 KCSN. KCSN, the music of Big Harp, as we do a live session today to celebrate the release of their first 7-inch from a forthcoming album. It's a Shame is the song that they've released formally. The new album, when do you anticipate the new album actually coming forward?
We're kind of unsure at the moment.
Still in the recording process, still doing a lot of work
still
on the
figuring some stuff out about it.
Yeah,
really.
We recorded a bunch of songs. Last year with John Congleton,
And John is a producer for our fans out there who may or may not know the name. He's worked with a lot of, at the very least, what you would call innovative artists, St. Vincent, David Byrne, Modest Mouse. Some might say John specializes in idiosyncratic artists. Mm-hmm. So I assume from the outside that John doesn't work in any conformist box. Would that be a safe assumption?
Yeah, it's
definitely
true.
And does he... Well, conversely, does he encourage you to get outside your comfort zones and take songs to where you might not have conceived of taking them?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. His sounds that he comes up with, for sure.
Yeah.
And is that part of this record becoming the net result of where you thought this record would go?
I think we brought it in kind of, I mean, basically as what it is.
We recorded it at home first.
Yeah, we recorded a lot of stuff at home and brought it to him, and then we kind of put it all together with him and with Daniel, who just kind of joined the band.
That's when
also
we asked Daniel,
and is kind of another part of like the shift.
You've certainly joined a label, Fat Possum. Matthew Johnson, one of the most laconic guys I ever met. Never really know what Matthew's thinking. You know, I worked with him on the label side and wasn't ever really sure. You know, he kind of keeps his cards to his vest. But that label has shown its own evolution of, you know, originally it was kind of a bluesy, mm-hmm. you know, almost like a legacy. And now they've gone after some of the most experimental indie artists that can be found. Has that created a good sense of where things are going?
I mean, I kind of liked it because, I mean, we started off, we've kind of had a similar evolution where mm-hmm. at least our first album was kind of fairly straight ahead and kind of rootsy and folky. And then we've kind of gotten progressively more experimental and a little weirder and brighter. And
you know, that means you're going to do your eponymous, you know, the self-titled album around album 9.
Exactly.
You know, because that's what bands like you do. They name the album Big Harp like on album 9. It's like, well, why didn't you do that on the first record? what other song do you want to play? And then we can talk about what your plans are for playing live in the next few weeks.
All right. What are we playing next?
This song's called Image.
I got to see it in my mind. It's just a thing like it's real. I can see it with my eyes. With my fingers, I can feel it. I got this image in my mind. I'm gonna hang it on the wall. I'm gonna take it down sometime. I'm gonna go to the past. I'm gonna go to the past. I got this image in my mind. I got the sun in summertime. I got the solid in the diamonds. Around the city rolling pine. I see the city rolling pine. Just to bring it to its knees. I got this image in my mind.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Big Harp joining us in a live celebration of the release of their first 7-inch from their forthcoming album. It's a Shame is the 7-inch. You're going to be Well, you're going to be doing a few dates. One on Thursday is a celebration of the record release, A Dirty Laundry. And then you're going to be heading towards South by Southwest next week. We want to make sure that you know, you come back when the record is about to be released in full. We'll celebrate that. We'll have you on the air again. That will make you a three-timer here as well.
That'd be great.
It puts you in rarefied company. I think there's only two or three people that have been here three times. Three people. So, see, now we have three people that have been here three times. You'll be the fourth. I don't know what that means numerically. It just means that we hope the best for you, and we, too, celebrate the release of Congrats. We love the new song. It's a shame sharing it with our audience, and we really like having you come by because you are in the neighborhood and of the neighborhood here at 88.5 KCSN. It's Big Harp Live on KCSN.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.